The everyday lives of Las Vegas residents were upended by Sunday night's shooting as fear and uncertainty hit the city, but many have now returned to their jobs and are in the process of going back to their daily routines. One of those people is Wendy Gelbart, who owns a janitorial service in Las Vegas, where she's been in business for nearly two decades, and she joins us to talk about what her city is going through. Wendy, we're still talking about only a small period of time that has passed since the shootings. Has your community been able to recover to some extent and join together?
The reaction has been amazing, and people are coming together. Last night, a lot of the local shows canceled their performances. And in fact, one of our clients, The Space, it's a small performing venue here in town, they canceled a performance and said instead all of the performers would be on hand if people just needed to talk, if they wanted to drop off donations. United Blood Services, there's upwards of 4 to 8 hour waits to donate blood, and people are just doing everything that they can and just coming together as a community.
Has it changed day-to-day activity? Do you think that an event like this is something that's going to linger with people and in some ways, though it's a tragic way, keep the community close together?
I think it will linger and bring the community closer together. It's in some places I've seen like traffic's heavier because we still have a lot of roads that are closed, but then dropping my daughter off at high school this morning, the parking lot didn't seem as crowded. So I don't know if people are staying home just either in mourning or they're not really sure how to react. Definitely, I heard a story on the radio today that some supermarket clerks said that people were bringing back items they had shoplifted.
Oh, my gosh.
So, it's like everybody gives back in the way that they can, and that they said people were friendlier. And they said that they work in a store where people are generally not friendly. So, just different people reacting in different ways.
And Wendy, a lot of us are used to Las Vegas because we go there for a show, maybe go there to some cases gamble, but we sometimes forget, I think, that Las Vegas is a regular city like any other with people just going about their business and doing their thing. Overall, do you think this will change anything about how people go about their business in Las Vegas? And that may include people who work in some of the resorts or some of the places where you mentioned some of the shows. Do you think that'll affect any of that going forward?
In the short term, it has. Again, like you said, some of those shows have gone on hiatus. But I hope in the long term that things to a certain degree return to business as usual, but just that people maybe can come and be a little more patient, that we can all just be a little kinder to each other.
And I understand your daughter's a student at UNLV, is that right?
My daughter Emily's a student at UNLV.
And so what have you heard from her, or what are her friends saying?
She lives in the dorms, and the dorms are only blocks away from the Mandalay Bay where all of this happened. And so she's a resident assistant, new to the job, and she spent the night, Sunday night, just trying to comfort her residents. Some of them were afraid to sleep near windows because they were afraid that there could be an active shooter still out there. It was before we really knew that this was a lone wolf incident. And the campus coming together, it's so sad because there's so few names we know of the victims so far, but one of them was a UNLV student.
Las Vegas resident Wendy Gelbart. Wendy, thanks very much for sharing your experience, and good luck.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.